This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, normally we have guests this hour. I told my producer, Andrew Paul, to keep it open so you could talk. I'd like to hear what all of you think about our latest Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. Some conservatives have been moaning about it, complaining about it. I'd like to talk it out with you. It's not perfect, but it's the most perfect one that could get through the United States Senate. And so we've got another conservative Supreme Court nominee, and he's as conservative as you're going to get. He's not perfect. He's a Bushy. I don't trust anybody who's a Bushy. Best friends with the Bushies, but at least he's got a conservative voting record. He's got over 300 votes, and most of them, to my knowledge, almost all of them are consistently Constitution-oriented. He votes in a way or decides in a way that follows the United States Constitution, Brett Kavanaugh. So give us a call. Phone number here is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Numerically, it's 833-927-8255. Toll-free from anywhere in the United States, 833-927-8255. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. This show is sponsored by the one and only Tangible Investments, main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm is coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. All right, let's talk a little bit about some of the big breaking news. Breaking report, top Hillary aide Huma Abedin gave false statements to FBI agents in 2017 interview. Huma Abedin gave false statements to FBI agents in both 2016 and 2017, yet she was never charged. The FBI previously classified Huma's 302 summary from her 2016 interview with Peter Strzok and David Loffman. Hillary's ride or die aides, Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills, both lied to Strzok and Loffman. Abedin lied to Strzok in her 2016 interview, which she said she had no knowledge of Hillary's private server until after leaving the State Department in early 2013. Abedin did not know that Clinton had a private server until about a year and a half ago when it became public knowledge, according to Strzok's 302 summary interview with Huma. That's the FBI's term for a post-interview, 302. Email exchanges between Huma and other Clinton aides in 2010 and 2011, however, reveal she was fully aware of Hillary's private server before it became public knowledge. Email exchanges between Huma and other Clinton aides, as previously reported by the Daily Caller. Here's what she said. HRC for Hillary Rodham Clinton, email coming back, is the server okay, Mills asked, in February 2010 to Abedin, a longtime aide to Bill Clinton, Justin Cooper as well. And the response was, Cooper replied, you're funny, we're on the same server. Mills and Abedin were also involved in an August 2011 exchange in which State Department official Stephen Mull mentioned that Clinton's email server's down. In a January 9th email exchange, Cooper told Abedin that Clinton's server had been malfunctioning because someone was trying to hack us, had to shut down the server, wrote Cooper. Huma Abedin also lied to investigators in her late 2017 interview, and a declassification of her 2017 302s would make that clear, says investigative reporter Paul Sperry. Sperry reported the FBI declassified Huma's 302 from 2016. Again, 302 is the post-interview. Congress must demand similar declassification of her 302 from 2017. I'm told it makes clear she gave false statements to investigators. Yet in a glaring double standard, Huma was never charged or prosecuted, unlike Trump aides. Look, I don't need to read the rest of this. This is a joke. It's a joke how this country was treated. An absolute joke. An absolute travesty. All right, so Trump is in NATO fighting for us, fighting for you and me. Trump's claim, this is a headline at the UK Daily Mail, who doesn't even like Trump. Trump's claim that Germany imports 70% of its gas from Russia is correct. Donald Trump's claim that Germany imports 70% of gas from Russia at a fiery NATO summit today is correct, and the country will soon receive even more. The EU statistics agency Eurostat says that Russia is responsible for between 50 and 75% of Germany's total gas imports. And experts say that figure could dramatically increase after a new pipeline between Russia and Germany opens in 2 years. Germany already imports 55 billion cubic meters of gas from Russia. And 2 years' time will pump another 55 billion cubic meters through a new pipeline. Most of the remaining 30% comes from Norway. So the new pipeline will carry a combined 110 billion cubic meters of gas to Germany. U.S. President Trump rightly criticized Germany for its reliance on Russia for natural gas. Germany is the world's biggest natural gas importer, needs to import 92% of the gas it consumes. Trump claimed that Germany spends billions and billions and billions of dollars a year on Russian gas. In fact, Germany's bill for Russian gas last year was $21 billion, according to Gazprom, the state-run Russian gas company. So they gave $21 billion to the Russians. Donald Trump has questioned the role of former German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, who is now working for Gazprom. I mean, they're all the same. They're all the swamp. Doesn't anybody see that? Former German Chancellor, now he's working for Gazprom, which is the state-run Russian gas company. He probably put this deal together. Probably made $100 million in commissions. You want to bet? Schroeder, this is the former German Chancellor, Gerhard Schroeder. Schroeder signed the deal for Nord Stream in haste after being ousted by Angela Merkel in a narrow election defeat in 2005. Just weeks after leaving office, he started overseeing the implementation of the project for Gazprom. Wow. He took up a position on the shareholder committee and has worked for the gas behemoth ever since. The former politician is rumored to have been paid millions by Gazprom and is set to pocket even more with the announcement of the second phase of the Nord Stream project. Wow. He's been heavily criticized in Germany and around the world for taking the position with Gazprom. He was called a political prostitute. Big deal. You get called a political prostitute, you make millions and millions and millions of dollars. Donald Trump fighting for American farmers at the NATO summit. President Trump had American farmers on his mind at the NATO summit Wednesday, calling out other countries for trade barriers and tariffs destroying their businesses. Trump tweeted in defense of American farmers while attending the NATO summit. He pledged to open things up better than ever while warning it can't go too quickly. I'm in Brussels, but always thinking about our farmers. Soybeans fell 50%. Farmers have done poorly for 15 years. Other countries' trade barriers and tariffs have been destroying their business. I will open. In other words, he will open up for business. Trump called out the trade barriers put on the U.S. by other countries. Other countries' trade barriers and tariffs have been destroying our businesses. He pledged in two tweets to open things up better than before, but it can't go too quickly. I'm fighting for a level playing field for our farmers, and we will win. Good job, Donald Trump. He also slams NATO and says they got to pay 2% of their GDP on their national defense, not us all the time, or maybe even 4%. He raised the question not just to reach 2%, but set a new target, 4%. Time for them to stop depending on us to defend them. All right, let's switch gears to illegal immigration. Just to let you know how bad some of these people are. Oh, you know what? I'll get to that in a second. We have a caller, and I said I was opening up the lines. So we'll take Anthony from California. Anthony, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. Yeah, you know, I've been a long-time listener since you started in Las Vegas, and I want to talk about what the Senate and the House did, but just a real quick comment. You know, my BS meter, something went wrong with that when I heard Kavanaugh speak. I hope he's a great, fantastic thing. But I, as a Roman Catholic, I've seen so many Roman Catholics on the court that have done just terrible. I don't know. I got a very bad feeling about this guy. I hope it works out. Okay, Wayne, here, let me get to my point because I know
okay.
What I wanted to talk about.
That's you.
We have all these treasonous traitors while Trump is out of the country. Grassley, Orrin Hatch, who I've never liked, Orrin Hatch going back 30, 40 years. These bastards, I cannot believe that when he's out, they decided that what they're going to do, they're going to clamp down on Trump doing any kind of trade stuff. They're going to clamp down on him possibly pulling out of NATO. Can you believe that we don't even like any of these people, and every time this guy does something good, they're always there to screw it up. It's like they hate America and Americans. I'm so pissed off that I can't tell you how mad I am today.
Yeah, and it's not just liberals. Just remember how many rhino Republicans there are out there that are always stabbing Trump in the back. And that's, you know, tomorrow I'm debating this guy, Ross Douthat of the New York Times, who claims to be a conservative, claims to be the conservative columnist of the New York Times. That's why he was hired. He doesn't claim that. The New York Times claims that he was hired as the conservative columnist. And he's a never-Trumper who hates Trump's guts. Every column he ever writes is very, very negative towards Donald Trump. And these are the people that stand in the way. And you just can't understand. What is it they want? Who do they want in office? They want a liberal Democrat, but they call themselves Republicans? It just doesn't make sense. But, you know, I'll debate him tomorrow, and I'll make mincemeat out of him, and we'll have a good time. But in the end, you know, I'm going to embarrass him because he's going to look like a fool when I tell him all the great things Trump has done. When I read the list of what I wanted and how Trump's fulfilled everything, he's going to look foolish. We can't ask for anyone better than Trump. I'm not sure about the Supreme Court nominee, but it's the best we could have gotten. Anthony, what do you want, man? He's the only one you could get that might pass Congress. You've got to get all 51 Republican votes. So you need Susan Collins and that terrible woman, Murkowski of Alaska. Oh, they're just awful, Collins and Murkowski. You got to rely on their votes to get anything passed. So Trump has severe, you know, roadblocks standing in front of him. And he's got to work within those roadblocks. There's no choice. Presidents don't get everything they want. You get as close as you can. So he's like a traditional mainstream Republican, Kavanaugh. But he's got a pretty good voting record, pretty good, and really good on immigration. On illegal immigration and protecting American workers. He's the best we could have hoped for, I'm telling you. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. Thanks for the call, Anthony. USA Radio, Newsmax TV, back in a sec.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Breaking news from our friends at MyPillow. We just got this in. It's a great deal. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping. Now, are there any two greater words in the English language when you're shopping online than free shipping? Nah. I've been telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. Now, you can experience the same kind of restorative sleep I've been getting from MyPillow. You'll enjoy the best night's sleep of your life. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. Don't like it? Return it. Also, a 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175. Call now.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight? Between you and me, it makes me feel really good." People have also started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. So just to give you an idea of what we're facing in this country, what police face, what comes over that border, how would you like this to be your son? This is the lead story at the New York Post as we speak at this moment. NYPD officer, son of the president of the city's largest police union, pulled his gun on two men that identified themselves as Trinitarios. That's a gang name of Hispanic gangbangers. Trinitarios, and threatened him in front of his Queens home last week, court documents show. PBA President Patrick Lynch's son, Patrick, confronted Steve Gansham, 32, and Eddie Garcia, 29, when they were fighting outside his Flushing, Queens home on July 1st. He identified himself by holding up his shield and saying, "Police, stop, don't move." That prompted the two men to turn on him. One of the men said, "Who the F do you think you are? We don't care that you're a cop. We will F you up. Who the F do you think you're dealing with? We're Trinitarios. You don't know what we do to guys like you in the Bronx." As they were talking, the men started approaching him and throwing hand signs. Lynch, this is the cop, held up his shield and repeatedly told the men to stop. The men also threatened Lynch's father. "Where's your father? We'll F him up too," the documents show. Lynch then pulled his firearm. But Gansham continued to walk towards him, saying, "Shoot me, shoot me. You think I give an F about your gun? You think you're the only one with a gun?" The two men were arrested Tuesday and charged with menacing and harassment. PBA President Lynch and his son followed his training, identified himself as a police officer, and took action to intervene in a violent dispute in front of our home. He said the confrontation wasn't the end of the ordeal, and the two returned to the home and displayed a firearm days later. "My son did what every police officer is expected to do, and I'm proud of him," Lynch said. "The intimidation of police officers cannot be allowed to stand. These career criminals should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law." Well, you know what that means, the fullest extent of the law. They'll probably get like 2 weeks in a country club prison because they didn't kill anybody. And by the way, they didn't pull a gun until days later. But when they pulled a gun days later, that was a big offense in New York. But at the time, only the cop pulled a gun. So they can make gang signs. They can use the F word all they want. They can tell you, I'm going to kill you. But trust me, in the end, it's just not going to be enough to put them away for a long time. You want to bet? This is what police deal with on a daily basis. This is the scum that they have to deal with. And you can bet most of these whatever they're called. Let me see the name again. Hold on. Trinitarios. You can bet most of these Trinitarios are illegal aliens. You can bet. Illegal alien, illegal alien, illegal alien. You want to bet? Two out of every three are illegal in the United States. And the third one is probably some sort of DACA that was born here after their parents came here illegally. This is what you're dealing with. This is the bad people that come to our country. And this is what Donald Trump's trying to protect us from. And this is who Democrats want us to face on a daily basis. Here's a poll. One quarter of the Democrat base strongly demands we abolish ICE. One quarter of liberals and feminists say they would be much more likely to back political candidates who promise to abolish ICE, according to a Morning Consult poll. Now, I read you this poll last week. Thank God, I believe it was 55% are for keeping ICE, and a tiny percentage don't like ICE and want to remove it, but that is the core of the Democratic Party. 26% of liberals, 24% of Democratic men, 27% of students, and 26% of people whose top priority are women's issues say they would strongly back an abolish ICE candidate. Another 22% of liberals and feminists say they are somewhat more likely to back abolish ICE candidates, assuring that roughly half of the party's activists strongly or somewhat support the abolish ICE platform. In contrast, 38% of independent men and 31% of independent women said they would be much less likely to vote for a candidate for U.S. Congress if they supported getting rid of immigration and customs enforcement. Among Republicans, 57% of men and 46% of women said they would be much less likely to back a candidate who would abolish ICE. The poll helps explain why leading Democrats and many Democratic candidates are trying to sidetrack and dodge the growing abolish ICE demand from their activists and to cover up the political divide in their ranks. But President Trump is spotlighting the Democrat split, telling reporters, we ought to support ICE, not do what the Democrats are doing. Democrats want open borders. They don't mind crime. We want no crime. We want borders where the borders mean something. And remember this, without borders, you do not have a country. Yeah, exactly. Now, the former ICE director on Donald Trump says, no president has done more for border security in the history of America. Former ICE director Tom Holman praised Trump for his immigration policy, saying he was the best president for border security. I respect every president I ever worked for. No president has done more for border security and law enforcement than President Trump, he said. First year he was in office, we were out there enforcing law the way we're supposed to because he allowed us through his executive actions. The number of illegal border crossers dropped from a 40 to 45 year low, a 4-decade low. That's not a coincidence. That's because the president let ICE and the Border Patrol do their job. Thank you, President Donald Trump. War now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump attended NATO meetings today in Brussels. He had a chance also to sit down and chat with French President Emmanuel Macron. The president talked about their relationship.
We have a tremendous relationship. We're discussing trade. We're discussing NATO. We're discussing a lot of different things. And hopefully in the end it'll all work out. And so it's great to be with you.
A firefighter was killed and at least a dozen other people were injured when a natural gas explosion leveled two buildings in a suburb of Madison, Wisconsin. Restaurant owner Paul DePula explains what happened shortly before the blast.
We smelled gas in our building and we were about to call the fire department, and we noticed that the fire department was already pulling up in front of the building. So I went outside to see what was going on, and they asked us if we smelled gas in the building. I said yes, and they ordered us to evacuate immediately. Apparently there was an accident. Gas was in the sewer because someone hit a sword man who was doing some work.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. By the way, we're taking calls. We do not have a guest in this hour. We'll take your calls about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. We'll take your calls about NATO, what Trump's doing in NATO, rocking the boat. Tell them they owe a lot more money. Stop asking the United States to be your piggy bank. Call us at 833-WAR-TALK, toll free anywhere in the United States, 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this show. Healthcare is a disaster in this country. Health insurance is completely unaffordable. It covers very little. There's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Do it today. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back control of your healthcare. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. For more information, that's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Liberty HealthShare, 855-58-LIBERTY. And I really did join, and I really did, hand my kids health care and health over to Liberty HealthShare. So that tells you all you need to know. All right, Newt Gingrich says Trump's Supreme Court pick is part of a grand strategy. I hope you're right, Newt. Former House Speaker Gingrich praises the president's Supreme Court selection. As a presidential candidate, Newt says Donald Trump campaigned on the need for more federal judges dedicated to the Constitution, and he has kept his word. By nominating Judge Brett Kavanaugh on Monday to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, President Trump selected precisely such a constitutionalist. The president's speech introducing Kavanaugh was a model of patriotic principles, delivered with a bipartisan tone and a seriousness that invited all Americans, including Democratic senators, to look at Judge Kavanaugh with an open mind. This was a solid presidential speech that reminded the country of the importance of the Constitution, the key role of the Supreme Court, and the profound responsibility the president has in nominating justices. The responsibility is second only to decisions about war and peace, as President Trump has acknowledged. When combined with the disciplined bipartisan consultations and careful review process leading up to the nomination, it was one of the best performances of the Trump administration. Kavanaugh's speech was perfect. He was professionally sound and unassumingly personable. His two daughters won the Charm Award for the evening. I listened to Kavanaugh introduce himself to the country as a father, a husband, the son of a pioneering mother who taught at African-American schools and then became a trailblazing prosecutor. He said he's a deeply committed Catholic who coaches girls basketball both at his church and his local community and serves food to the poor. I couldn't help but wonder how the Democrats are going to try and demonize this eminently likable man. Yeah, well, you say that, Newt, but they're already doing it, trust me, who currently serves on the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. Callista and I were delighted to be at the White House dining with Vice President Pence Monday night, which allowed us to visit with Kavanaugh and his father, a very unassuming man, understandably proud of his son and beaming with pride at President Trump's kind words. The legal profession has responded to the nomination with enormous approval. Judge Kavanaugh is clearly one of the brightest and hardest working members of the federal bench. Even liberal law professors have been praising him. Those on the left, however, will likely be vehemently, viciously, noisily opposed, as they would have been anyone President Trump would have picked. Senate Democratic Whip Dick Durbin of Illinois communicated the depth of the Democrats' desperation when he said it would be worth losing several red state senators to block the nomination. This is a self-defeating concept for two reasons. First, if you're an endangered red state senator, you don't appreciate your party's whip offering you up as a sacrifice. Second, let's suppose Democrats stop President Trump from winning confirmation for Supreme Court justice at the cost of losing two or three Democratic senators. With a larger Republican majority in January, the president would have an even stronger hand in picking even more explicitly conservative judges. Durbin's comments are a sign of the radical extremist wing of his party's growing desperation. So once again, President Trump has named an excellent candidate to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. With this nomination, the president is continuing to make good on a promise he made early in his presidency that a big percentage of the court will be changed by this administration over a very short period of time, quote unquote. As of July 9th, there were 153 federal judicial vacancies for which President Trump has made 89 nominations. Further, there have been 42 Trump-nominated judges already confirmed to lifetime appointments under the current Congress. By comparison, so that's 42. President Obama only had seen 35 judges confirmed by July of 2010. That success in getting judicial nominees confirmed is in large part due to the leadership of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and the members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. It's also an example of the way President Trump is brilliantly strategic on issues that are really important. As I wrote in my own New York Times bestselling book, Trump's America, The Truth About Our Nation's Great Comeback, President Trump's ability to reshape the judiciary could be the most important, longest-lasting aspect of his presidency. Not only is the president nominating judges at a fast clip, he's tending to nominate judges who are relatively young. Kavanaugh's only 53. If he serves till Ruth Bader Ginsburg's age, he'll be on the nation's highest court till 2050. This is the Trump plan to strategically shift the judiciary towards constitutionalism. Since these appointments are for life, President Trump's influence on the federal court system will last decades beyond his time in office. Wow. So Newt Gingrich thinks Trump's doing a great job. And, I mean, look, this guy Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh, is certainly an establishment kind of Republican. That doesn't make him a rhino. Establishment and rhino are two different things. Many times they conflict, but they're two different things. He's just a, you know, kind of a mainstream Republican. He's not a a rabble-rouser. He's not a radical. He's not a Tea Partier, but he's a mainstream Republican. And he's very pro-business, which is good. Yale law peers claim people will die if Brett Kavanaugh is confirmed to SCOTUS. An open letter published by members of the Yale law community argues that Supreme Court nominee and Yale law alumnus Brett Kavanaugh poses a threat to the lives of Americans. Really, because you all want abortion. So you want babies to die, but a Republican who would stop abortion, and we don't even know if he would, by the way, would be a threat to people. Really? People are going to die. Really? What about the babies that die in abortion? An open letter published on Tuesday by members of the Yale community, including students, alumni, and faculty, argues that Brett Kavanaugh poses a threat to the prestigious graduate school's legacy. Here's what they say. Judge Kavanaugh's nomination presents an emergency for democratic life, for our safety and freedom, and for the future of our country. His nomination is not an interesting intellectual exercise to be debated amongst classmates and scholars in seminar. Support for Judge Kavanaugh is not apolitical. It's a political choice about the meaning of the Constitution and our vision of democracy, a choice with real consequences for real people. Without a doubt, Judge Kavanaugh is a threat to the most vulnerable. He's a threat to many of us, despite the privilege bestowed by our education simply because of who we are. The letter, which is signed by more than 200 students, alumni, and faculty, goes a step farther and claims that Kavanaugh's confirmation will lead to many American deaths. People will die if he's confirmed, the letter reads. Now is the time for moral courage, which for Yale Law School comes at so little cost. Perhaps you as an institution, as individuals, benefit less from Judge Kavanaugh's power if you withhold your support. Perhaps Judge Kavanaugh will be less likely to hire your favorite students. But people will die if he's confirmed. We hope you agree your sacrifice would be worth it. Please use your authority and platform to expose the stakes of this moment and the threat that he poses. It expresses concern for his stance on abortion. See, that's what I mean. So he wants to save babies, but him being a Supreme Court nominee will lead to murder and death. Really. So the people you want don't lead to murder and death, even though they really do lead to murder and death. Children die because of your liberal heroes that you want to put on Supreme Court literally vote for the murder of children. In the third trimester, with partial birth, where they suck their limbs up, suck their brains out. That's not murder. That's not death. No. And Obamacare. That's not murder. No, of course not. Obamacare is just like England. And you know what England is like? England, old people die every day with no care because they cannot afford to take care of them. And they don't even send an ambulance to go get them. They have no money. They have no gas. The ambulances don't show up. In Italy, when they show up for their government-run health care, the hospital's closed for hours. They take a three-hour siesta in the middle of the day. I mean, it's all a joke. Anywhere in the world where government runs health care, people die. And by the way, Obamacare itself killed people. You don't think there are people that couldn't afford insurance because their costs tripled and quadrupled under Obamacare? Then they didn't have insurance, then they got cancer and they died? But where are those examples? They're not out there because the media won't allow them to be out there. But if, God forbid, one person in the whole world got somehow sick or died because we killed Obamacare, that'd be the biggest news story in America. My guess is there are hundreds or thousands of people who died of cancer and other diseases because they lost their insurance or they had a terrible deductible once Obamacare came to be. This letter expresses concern for Kavanaugh's stance on abortion, LGBT rights, and government fraud and abuse. Despite the panic, Yale law officials published a glowing set of remarks for Kavanaugh on their website on Monday. Judge Kavanaugh commands wide and deep respect among scholars, lawyers, judges, and justices, said Yale Law Professor Akhil Reed Amar. Good appellate judges faithfully follow the Supreme Court, great ones influence and help steer the court. Several of Kavanaugh's biggest ideas have found their way into Supreme Court opinions. Thanks to decades of high-level experience and close observation, Kavanaugh understands the intricacies of the executive and legislative branches. So at least there's some fair liberals at Yale who say, listen, you're my friend, and I taught alongside you, or I taught you as a student, and you're a great guy, and I got to tell people you're a great guy, even though I don't agree with your politics. Stephen Colbert, meanwhile, mocks Brett Kavanaugh's white guy name. Sounds like a waiter at Ruby Tuesday. I don't know about you, but I'm still recovering from watching America's Next Top Justice last night, Colbert said. I had a little drinking game. I pour myself a drink. Every time my glass was empty, I won. Colbert went on to say that although he doesn't know much about Kavanaugh, his name sounds like a Supreme Court Justice, less like a Supreme Court Justice, more like a waiter at Ruby Tuesday. Hi, everyone. I'm Brett. I'll be your Supreme Court Justice tonight. Before you sit down, let me clear away these rights for you. Some fear that Kavanaugh would overturn Roe versus Wade, but others hope Kavanaugh would overturn Roe. Either way, Kavanaugh took great pains last night to reassure us he knows some women. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Can you imagine if I made fun of a black Democrat Supreme Court nominee? Meanwhile, Senator Chuck Grassley says 5 or 6 Democrats will support Kavanaugh if the GOP gets to 50 votes. He'll win easily. I think he'll win easily. That would be my prediction. Al Sharpton says no Democrat should even meet with the nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Can you imagine? Strange people. Hey, Al Sharpton, you owe $5 million to the IRS. I know who should meet with you. Police officers should take you away in handcuffs. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
War now. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
See, that's the thing that's great about living in Las Vegas. It was pouring like cats and dogs in the first hour of the show. Thunder, lightning, pouring rain. And then a little bit of hour two is raining, and now it's blue skies, sunny, and beautiful outside. In the rest of the world, it rains for a whole day, it rains for a whole week, it rains for a freaking month when I used to live in New York. But in Las Vegas, it's generally like a 5-minute rainstorm, and then the sun comes out. This time it was like an hour and 20-minute rainstorm, and then the sun came out. That's like an all-time record. We just set the all-time record for the history of July just 2 nights ago. You know, normally July is, I think, 0.40 inches of rain. Not 40, 0.40. And I think we got like 0.65 in one night. And so normally the whole month of July, we got more than that in a night. Well, now we got it again. It was probably that much or more in another one-hour downpour. And so we must be like doubling or tripling what we normally get in the month of July. And it'll be sunny the rest of the month, and that'll be it. That's what life is like in Vegas. All right, My Patriot Supply is the sponsor of this segment of the show. The head of FEMA has told us for months they won't be able to help in a major disaster. On the first day of hurricane season, the head of FEMA wrote an op-ed in USA Today titled, FEMA is not a first responder. This should be a wake-up call to get prepared if you aren't already. I recently started building my preparedness plan with My Patriot Supply. They helped me start storing up food for crises where FEMA won't be coming to the rescue. I would say that's pretty likely that you have to wait a couple days for someone to come to the rescue. Maybe it'll be a week. You've got to be your own first responder. This week only, each person in your household can have the essential 2-week emergency food supply from My Patriot Supply for just $67. Take action now, 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. The food is delicious, lasts 25 years in storage. It's packed fresh in a rugged storage tote, then shipped directly and discreetly to your home. Order your food kits by calling 888-524-6540, toll free, or go online to preparewithwayne.com, 888-524-6540. All right, so I ended the last segment by mentioning Al Sharpton said no Democrat should even meet with Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. He's the founder of the National Action Network. He told reporters in a conference call, Democrats should not meet with Judge Kavanaugh, President Donald Trump's nominee. No Democrat should even meet with Kavanaugh because no Republican would even meet with Garland, referring to President Obama's nominee to replace the late Antonin Scalia, Merrick Garland. The McConnell rule should apply, cannot be used for Obama only. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But that's what Democrats do. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell would not advance Garland's nomination because of the pending presidential election, citing the right of the next president to select Scalia's replacement. Guess what? There is no presidential election in 2020, you moron, lame-brained moron liberal. Sharpton. Sharpton also said on the call that Republicans have a double standard when it comes to seeking to block Merrick because it was an election year but want to confirm Kavanaugh ahead of the midterm elections. The difference, however, is that Merrick's nomination was made ahead of a presidential election, not a midterm election. Something's always going to be in front of something, given the executive branch and not the legislative branch has the authority to nominate a potential justice to the high court. So changing the Congress wouldn't make any difference. President Trump still gets the nominee. In fact, if the Democrats were able to earn back a majority in the Senate in midterm elections, they'd be in a position to reject Trump's Supreme Court nominee. That is true. But Sharpton and others framed their opposition to Kavanaugh as the threat he poses to civil rights of Americans, specifically rights to abortion and contraceptions on demand, universal health care, I didn't know that was a right, gay marriage, and racial consideration for college admission. That's a right now. I see. It's a right that you get into a college because you're black. I get it. I didn't realize that was a right. A right offered by God. When God came down from the mountain and handed the commandments to Moses, on those commandments must have been, you have a right if you're black to get into college because you're black. And that's not racism. It's racism if I say you get into college because you're white. But if someone says you get into college above a white person with better grades because you're black, that's not racism, according to Al Sharpton. Kristen Clark, President and Executive Director of the Lawyers Committee, said the Trump administration wants to reverse and undermine civil rights across this country. And she called for carefully and cautiously vetting Kavanaugh to determine if he's capable of doing the job. We can stop and stall, Sharpton said. Is he capable of doing the job? You know how insulting that is? Can you imagine if you said that about a black nominee? Can you even imagine? Wow. The NAACP calls Kavanaugh a dangerous ideologue with extreme views on civil rights. I can't wait to see what they're basing it on. Really, what are you basing that on? The NAACP knows Judge Kavanaugh well. We opposed the confirmation to the D.C. Circuit for a good reason. In his 12 years on the bench, he's proven us correct. He's been a strong, consistent voice for the wealthy and the powerful. Over and over again, he's ruled against civil rights, workers' rights, consumer rights, and women's rights. All right, you just sold me. I'm for Kavanaugh. The next time someone calls the show and says Kavanaugh's not conservative enough and he's a friend of the Bushes, Wayne Root is going to read this paragraph from the NAACP. And now we all know we got to support Kavanaugh. If they think he's ruled against civil rights, workers' rights, consumer rights, and women's rights, and in favor of only rich people on yachts, guess what? That means he's a great nominee. Because they're a bunch of exaggerative liars. What that means is he's pro-business. That means is he doesn't want to destroy every businessman in this country. And he doesn't want to run the country based on the color of your skin. Because, of course, if you run the country based on being white, you're a racist. But if you run the country based on being black, oh, that's not racism at all. That's not reverse racism. Of course not. They can't even see how silly they look. In any case, I'm now for Brett Kavanaugh. There you go. That decided it for me. Now I know exactly what I want. The NAACP is against them. Nancy Pelosi's against them. Chuck Schumer's against them. I know that he's the best. The best for the job. We'll be right back. Newsmax TV, Bill O'Reilly, up next.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local state.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.